Today's Leading Women, episode 636, with the wonderful Christina Scalera.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Christina Scalera. Christina Scalera is the founder of Carte Blanche Wellness, Atlanta's first boutique private yoga instruction and wellness consulting service for stressed out professionals looking to improve their health. Carte Blanche is a business that provides private yoga instruction in Atlanta and wellness strategy sessions to clients anywhere in the world. Her private yoga and wellness strategy sessions provide clients with mental clarity and physical well-being in a boutique setting. Christina has been featured in Mind Body Green, Elephant Journal, and the Founder Health Podcast. She is also a regular contributor to the Forefront magazine, and prior to becoming a boutique private yoga instructor and teaching yoga, Christina was an attorney with experience working in-house at private and public corporations. To learn more, visit www.carteblanchewellness.com. Again, that's www.carteblanchewellness.com. Women of the world, Miss Christina Scalera. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie. Thanks so much for having me.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Christina, I really love what you're doing with your business. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Sure, I'd love to. It really started out of a need that I had myself. I was working in-house at the time, and I'm living in Atlanta. I was living in Atlanta at the time. Traffic in Atlanta is awful. And I was actually late for a yoga class that I had been looking forward to all day. I'd gotten out of work early. I was so excited. I was taking the afternoon off for myself, and here I was sitting in traffic. There was some horrible accident, and I just sat in traffic right through the yoga class. And I thought, this wasn't the first time that this has happened, by the way. And so I thought, there's got to be a better way to do this. And I started looking into private instruction in Atlanta. And I noticed that it was really, really difficult to find a private instructor that wouldn't charge extra to come see me, that had the skill level that I wanted to teach me, not just, you know, not just like anybody that had their yoga certification. And it was hard to find people with websites. It was hard to find people that would email you back. You know, I mean, yoga teachers, we have a reputation for a reason. luckily I think that's changing now. And so basically what I've done is created the business that I wanted for myself, which is a private yoga instructor that comes to your business or to your home and shows up with everything you need. So you can be really stressed out and having this awful day at work, and you have this hour-long appointment, and here I come, I'm there, I show up, I have literally everything you need, blankets, bolsters, a yoga mat, all the props, all the things that you need to relieve your stress. And for that hour, you can just forget about the rest of the world, forget about what's going on. You can focus on your body, on your mind. And I know that from the podcast that I've listened to, that you and your listeners definitely are looking for that body-mind connection to improve their businesses. And so that's what I find my clients doing, is they're working harder, they're working stronger, they're working better because they have that little respite in their day about once a week, just to take that time for themselves and to do something like watch their breathing or notice where they're holding their tension in their body or something like that. And it's really amazing how that can shift their perspective throughout the day. They tell me that in their meetings later, something like that, and they're noticing they're clenching their jaw or that they're furrowing their brow or they're pulling their toes up or something like that. And it's those little details that they start to notice in their body that affect how they carry themselves, how they present themselves, even the quality of their work. They notice that, wow, I should really take a break right now and come back to this instead of pressuring myself to keep working through this next hour because I feel my heart racing or something like that. And so basically that was how the business was born, is I wanted to give this opportunity to other people because I wanted this opportunity. And basically, from there, it's kind of grown into this online business and blog because, as you know, it's kind of addicting once you get into this entrepreneurial field to meet other entrepreneurs and to feel their energy and to get excited by them and see what they're doing and get involved in more not more productive or fulfilling, but different kinds of ventures that fulfill you in different ways. And so that's what I've done with my online wellness consulting business. I find that, the clients that I have from all over, they will connect with me via my application on my website or my email address. I always offer a 30-minute free consultation because I think that's what I need to get to know if I want to work with this client. And I think that's fair for the client because they're about to invest a lot of time and resources with me. So basically what we do is what I was finding in my yoga sessions was happening a lot was that a lot of people, it's really amazing if you sit there and think about it or just watch in your day from now on, watch how many people don't listen to you. It's really disturbing and it's really kind of sad. And I don't really know why it's happening. I don't know the sociological reasons and things like that. But for whatever reason, a lot of people are not, they don't feel like they're listened to. They don't feel heard. And I felt a lot of my yoga clients wanted someone to listen to them. And this was part of their yoga experience. I give them that opportunity to be heard and to be felt and, just this really great opportunity for them to have someone sit there and listen to them. And I do, I hold the space for them. I listen to them. And if they request feedback, I give that to them, but they don't always want it. Sometimes they just want someone to talk to and some kind of sounding board to move in the direction of what feels good for them. And a lot of times they don't even need me. They just want someone to listen and to hear their own voice to solve these problems. And so that's what I was finding a lot in my private yoga sessions is that these women would spend some time talking in our sessions, 15 to 30 minutes, and then they would feel bad because they've paid for this yoga session and now they have 30 minutes left rather than an hour. And so I created a new way for them to engage and to have this experience where they could really open up and discover themselves and discover what they needed, not just by having me listen to them for 30 minutes, but by actually giving them an opportunity to spend 60 to 90 minutes discussing the things that they needed to talk about, whether that was something that was going on in their yoga practice, something going on at work, something going on in their entrepreneurial life where they wanted to start a new venture, because I do have this legal background. And basically, I offer that opportunity now to clients anywhere in the world via Skype or phone to talk for these extended periods of time and just kind of to clear the air and bounce ideas and consult on their wellness and business ventures. So that is the long story about how my business got started and how it evolved into what it is today.
I love your story. And that has been really a theme here at Today's New Women, because more often that idea sprang from our own need, from our own experience. So like, for example, with you, you needed that yoga instructor, and and that story you have shared with us, it ended up that you created one for yourself, and now you're providing that opportunity for others, and you helping others, provide yoga instruction for other people to improve their mind-body connection. That is really huge. And I know for our listeners here at Raising Women, this is an area that we love talking about, and there has been a really great feedback coming from our listeners about this. So great that you shared that one with us. But let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
Sure. Well, one thing that I've been, it's been a fault of mine is being a perfectionist. I'm sure everybody has had some degree of this happen in their life somewhere. And it really helped me up until a certain point, because I had this idea of professionalism and perfectionism, and that's what I wanted to convey to my clients. I never ever wanted them to feel like I was this flaky yoga instructor, or that they couldn't trust me for whatever reason. And so I've been very conscious to provide a business and a connection, a communication system with my clients that supports them and that is always available to them. And so this perfectionism that I have, that I'm telling you about, that helped me up until a certain point, because there's certainly a point at which it stopped helping. But this perfectionism, I think, really, really helped, because this was the professionalism in the industry wasn't something that was readily visible to me. And so that perfectionism drove the professionalism. And I think it's just so important when you have clients or you're trying to start a business and get clients and things like that, to always be the A+ customer service representative that you want for your business, especially if it's only you. You just look at other interactions that you've had with companies and think about the ways that they've really impressed you. And then that's what you do for your clients. That's what you do for your customers. I guess another one would be another personality trait that I have that I feel really fortunate that I've been able to cultivate, is that I am able to leave my work behind me. Ever since I was a little kid, I can remember even being in middle school or elementary school and laying there at night. One night I just kind of had this epiphany, and I was thinking about a project that I had the next day. I needed to get it done. How was I going to do this in time? All that kind of stuff. And I thought, you know what? It's midnight. I am not going to work on this project right now. There is nothing, literally nothing I can do except for sleep for the next 6 or 7 hours. I was like 13, so that was enough sleep for me at the time. And ever since then, that's what I think about every single time, that I feel like I don't have enough time to do something, or I am at a dinner, or I'm with family or friends or something like that, and I feel like I need to work. I say, you know what? No, this is the moment that I have with these people or with this situation, and that's what's happening right now. There is nothing I can do for my business right now that will help this situation or my work going ahead. I think that's really important, is just to figure out a way that you can leave your work behind you. So sometimes that even means just you go to your dinner, and if you really have to, you go spend 5 minutes in the bathroom working on your business, answering emails, sending that client that last minute thing that you forgot to send them, something like that. The important thing is just to leave the work behind you, even if it's just for a period of time. And the third quality that I've been able to cultivate, and I'm kind of impressed with myself, is something I call the idiot mentality. And this is kind of how I helped let go of the perfectionism that was holding me back. And what I mean by the idiot mentality is, not to be rude or anything, but you see these infomercials sometimes and you think, oh my gosh, that's like the dumbest thing ever. How did I not think of that? Why did I not put myself out there in that way? And you see these people, and I don't think that any of these inventors are idiots by any mean, but they just didn't care. They had no fear. They just put themselves out there. They didn't care that their invention was to slice bananas in one go or whatever it was. I mean, it didn't matter. They just put it out there no matter what other people thought or what other people would say about it. It's just that ignorance is bliss, throwing yourself out there. And that's the third quality that I feel like I'm still working on very much so, but it really helps you to just throw that perfectionism to the side and just get yourself out there, even if the product or the service isn't completely perfect right now. It'll never be perfect, but to get it to a point where you're really happy with the results that it's giving for the clients and the results that you're getting in your business from the product or service you put out there.
Brilliant qualities or traits here that you just shared with us. Providing that A+ customer service to your clients, being able to leave your work behind. And I love that that word that you said, idiot mentality versus perfectionism, because I know a lot of us are hung up with perfecting everything that we do versus just putting it out there. That really, really stops us from moving forward. So great that you shared this on with us. Let's cultivate and adapt them into our lives and into our business. All right, let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
That's such a good question, Marie. I think that if you're not feeling challenged growing your business or starting your business, you're not starting or growing a business. one thing that I definitely struggle with and continue to struggle with is getting everything done. You're just, as an entrepreneur, you have all these creative ideas and you interact with so many creative people that give you ideas, and there's so many events that you need to go to talk to people, that you want to talk to people and get to know them and, you know, work together, things like that. And it's just so hard to fit everything in. It's the problem really that every professional has. But the way that I've gotten over this is I used to have these to-do lists that were crazy long and completely unreasonable. And I've cut them back. I don't really stick to the rule of three. I know a lot of people say, oh, just put three things on your to-do list and that's where you should be at or something like that. And I don't know that that's the best way for me, but definitely limiting the number of things that I have on my plate. Or even the best thing that I've done is really just scheduling things out. So Marie Forleo, great entrepreneur, she always says, if it's not scheduled, it doesn't exist. And I completely agree with that. I think that every 15 to 30 minutes on your calendar, starting from when you decide to work, decide to start your workday to when you decide to end your workday, that needs to be scheduled. And you need to stick more or less to that schedule. And so, of course, that's, for me, that works a lot better than saying, get accounting done. If I actually have on my schedule from 8 to 9, I'm going to go through my receipts and file them by month and scan them into my computer. And, you know, that's what I have to do instead of just accounting and then two other things on my to-do list. Another challenge that I've had is being vulnerable. I mean, I've put myself out there to start a business, and it really wasn't an easy transition in some ways from being an attorney, because going from attorney to yoga instructor seems like a very weird thing for most people that I've talked to and told about my transition. And understandably, I mean, it's quite a different lifestyle on the surface. And it's really hard to put yourself out there and just be vulnerable. And especially as I've now transferred to this online business and started doing a lot more blogging and things like that, I've gotten a lot more feedback from people, good and bad, mostly good, and things like that. And the one thing that I've learned that's helped me get over this vulnerability is that there's actually a lot less people out there looking at you than you think. You think that once you, at least I thought if I build it, they will come kind of mentality. And now I know it's more like a, if you build it, some robots will come. And then if you actually promote it and put yourself out there, network with people and build a community and things like that, then they'll come. Yeah. So that kind of, that reminding myself that I'm not as big of a deal as I'm making myself online or something like that is that helps a lot with the vulnerability, because people are really interested in their own lives and we forget that sometimes. And so that's the second challenge that I've definitely been working on. And so then the last one is kind of related. As an entrepreneur, I didn't know anything coming into this about online businesses, websites. I felt like the learning curve for me was really, really steep. And so I felt like it was really difficult to find and reach an audience. And basically what this challenge has taught me is how to build a business online and how to grow a business online and how to reach an audience that you want. And the best way to do this is just to start. You just put yourself out there, again, being vulnerable. And you just start putting yourself out there, learning things from wherever you can on the internet. There's plenty of web, resources such as this podcast and certainly the other women that have been on this podcast are great resources. Blogs, conferences, and workshops. I'm a huge fan of that for learning. And just always learning every day, spending at least 30 minutes learning about something new that you can do for your business. Right now I'm researching my web course development for a course that I'm coming out with. Last month it was how to publish ebooks faster, just whatever it is that you're resourcing for, or excuse me, that you're learning for your business. All that, it's great information, and even if it doesn't seem pertinent at the time, it eventually will help you along the down the road as you increase your business, what am I trying to say here? It will definitely help you down the road as you face more challenges and your business grows and your clients demand more and more time from you. So those are three big challenges that I've definitely faced. I think that a lot of other people that I've met have also echoed the steep learning curve, the web business thing, because it's constantly changing and there's always newer, better, faster ways to do something, but we don't always know about them immediately. And so thank you so much for having podcasts like this that can help teach us those kinds of things.
And thank you for being part of this, because you are really educating us. You're really sharing, by sharing your journey and your stories and the challenges and that you've experienced and you've overcome, you are teaching us all. So thank you for being part of this. And yes, I totally resonate with what you've said, and I'm sure a lot of us resonate with this. I mean, building a business really has, especially for most of us who don't have a business background, for example, it's just a steep learning curve. And vulnerability, being vulnerable is a huge thing, especially if you are transitioning. You know, putting yourself out there is a big thing. I mean, this was completely new to me. So I'm learning from people like you, from other podcasts, from other mentors. And that's a good thing when we're sharing our experiences and the challenges that we have experienced and the lessons that we learned. We are learning from each other. So let's learn from this lessons that Christina just shared with us, so that when they do happen to us, we now know what to do. Right, you touched a little bit about this, about scheduling everything, and I'd love to touch a little bit more about work-life balance, because this is an area that a lot of us struggle with, and I'd love for you to share with us, how do you maintain work-life balance, and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
Sure. Yeah, this is actually something that I work with my wellness consulting clients a lot, is developing a work-life balance that suits their life and doesn't slow them down. So what I love to do is give them this example, because everybody has had some kind of relationship in their life where they put everything else on hold for it. So for most of us, I think this happened when we were younger, but let's just say you meet someone and you're very attracted, enticed by this person, and you want to spend more time with them. Think about how quickly everything else went out the window. It's just, you did anything that you could to make the time for this person, to hang out with them, to spend time with them, to go to dinner with them, that kind of thing. And I give that example because it's a really good way for, and it's something that everyone has more or less experience. It's a really good way for us to understand how prioritizing works, because I want my clients to think about the things that they want in their life as that relationship, as that guy, as that girl that they were really attracted to and wanted to spend time with. So I hear a lot of people say something like, I want to do more yoga, but I don't have the time for it. And what I'll do, for example, with a client is I'll look at their, we'll actually practically go in and look at their schedule and see where they're not, quote unquote, having time for it. And it turns out that most people actually have about 2 to 3 extra hours a day where they spend time on the internet or TV or something like that. And that's not even counting the time that we spend commuting or engaging in other activities that kind of are a time suck, of waste of time. And so basically, I think if anybody out there is looking, especially an entrepreneur, is looking for a better work-life balance, they will take that approach to prioritizing, where they will find the, I say, 3 to 4 things in their life that are so important they do not want to cut them out. So for example, for a lot of people, that's exercise. I said one, not necessarily that they are. So a lot of people don't want to cut out exercise. Exercise increases your health. It increases your vitality. It increases your chance of living a nice, long, prosperous life. People want exercise in their life, but they don't necessarily know how to do it, how to add that in so that they can work and exercise and hang out with their family and things like that. And so maybe one of their priorities is the exercise, the yoga, and then another priority is spending time with their spouse, and then another priority is tucking their kids into bed and things like that. And so once you have a really clear list, and I encourage people to write things down. I'm a big believer in pen to paper, not computers, just because I think there's something really primal in our brains. When we're writing something down, it's just – It feels more real to me, and obviously I don't know what anyone else's experience is, but from what I've heard and seen, it's a similar thing. So I encourage everybody to write this down. Write down a list of 3 to 4 things that you really, really, really want to have in your life, and then schedule those on your calendar, even if it's just one day a week. I would start with – I like to start really, really small. So starting one day a week, adding in one of those things – maybe you're not tucking your kids into bed every single night right now. Maybe you're never doing it. And so just scheduling for Thursday nights, I'm going to tuck my kids into bed. And then the next week you schedule, I'm going to exercise on Tuesday morning, or I'm going to make this appointment with my private yoga instructor to meet me for lunch instead of going out to eat at Maggiano's or some big long lunch. And that's how you have a work-life balance, is you have these priorities, you schedule them into your calendar, and then you work your days around that. And then clearly things come up and stuff like that, but you just don't miss more than 1 week in a row of that commitment. That would be my recommendation. That's how I help my clients work to find a work-life balance, and, you know, in a nutshell.
That is really huge, and I love the way you created that one. I mean, because I agree with you. Anything you have to schedule. I mean, that happens to me too. If they are not on my calendar, chances are it's not gonna get done. But I love how you make it like writing out 3 to 4 things that are important and are that you want to get done, and scheduling them and working around them. For example, your exercise, your time with your kids, with your spouse, yoga, time for yourself. And really, really consciously and deliberately making a commitment, having that commitment to do them. Because one thing is having those lists, but the other half of them is your commitment to taking action on them. And little things like this really adds up. So, for example, every week you add another one, and it doesn't take that much time. You think about it. I mean, even just 7 minutes of meditation in a day, for example. I started with 7 minutes. I felt like that was a long time, but then you build around it, and it becomes you add more and more time with it, and the ripple effect of that one is so huge in your body. So think about all those things that you want to get done and are priorities to you that are important to you. Schedule them on your calendar and work around them and make a commitment to make them possible or to take action on them. Great tips there. Now, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learn would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top 3 tips or advice, what would those 3 be?
Sure, Marie. My top 3 tips for someone starting out on this awesome, amazing journey would be, first and foremost, to look outside your niche. I see so many people that get stuck and their work becomes a little bit stale, their clients are not really growing, things like that. And I'm a big believer that's because they're kind of stuck in their industry. And so I'm a huge advocate of people looking outside their niche for new creative ideas, for new business ideas, for new ways to help their clients, to impress their customers, things like that. So, for example, one of the things that I started doing when I was really, really early on in my business, when I first started looking at transitioning from an attorney to a yoga instructor, of course, I would look at all the yoga instructors and see what they're doing. And I didn't really find anybody except for one that I connected with and that I really understood what they were doing and who they were. And they didn't really have great websites. And I thought all this could be done better. So then I started looking at who was doing it better. And I found that a lot of, in the service industry, at least, because I sell a service, not a product. And so I noticed that wedding photographers were killing it. They had clients that were amazing devotees of their work and just huge Instagram blog followings, things like that online, and they were reaching tons of people. They had these beautiful images, beautiful websites. And so that really affected me early on, and I've been doing that ever since. And so I look at industries like the wedding industry. I look at creatives that do graphic design. I look at, again, photographers. Basically anybody that's in a service-based industry, and I look at what they're doing online and how they are growing their business and who they're reaching, things like that. I just spend about 30 minutes a day doing this kind of research, not even consciously sometimes, just even looking for someone to help me in my business do something, and noticing what's working for them and what's not, and who is really responding to them. I think that's so important, because if I were to just look at the people in the yoga industry, for example, for guidance and for mentorship in my business, I would definitely not have grown or found my niche of clients as quickly. And so that would definitely be my first tip for your listeners. My second tip is pretty much related. I'm a huge fan of learning. I think you should just never stop learning. And I'm one of those people that would probably go back to school over and over and over again if I could. But instead, I'm a big advocate of going to workshops and conferences and podcasts and webinars and things like that, and engaging as much as you can while you have the time for it. So, for example, you know, if you're thinking about taking a vacation, try to find a workshop or a conference or something like that in the area you want to go to. Spend the 2 days doing that, and then go take your vacation in that area afterwards. And even if it's, again, not related, if it's something that's not exactly in your field, or it's just something that sounds interesting but you're not really sure how it's going to apply, you'll be surprised by what you take away from it. I could go to a conference on probably, I don't know, like plumbing services, and I could still get something away, take something away from the conference about how to better serve my clients from that service industry conference. So, but actually a great example of this is this summer I've started building my blog more and more. And so this summer I went to a do-it-yourself conference for bloggers, and I'm not a do-it-yourselfer. I don't think I could even paint a chair if I wanted to. I wouldn't know where to look for paint. But I went to this conference and I learned so much about blogging and things like that. And so it's just looking for those opportunities to learn and to grow, even if they don't seem like they would fit your conventional niche. I think that's even more important that they don't. And then my third and final tip is, and you've touched on this, everyone needs a mentor. You need to find someone that can mentor you along the way. I had a great mentor that I adore, and her name is Kelly Newsom. She was a lawyer as well, and then turned into a yoga instructor. Just everybody needs someone to follow. And if you cannot afford right now a personal mentor, or your mentor is, your dream mentor is just way too expensive or something like that, that's okay. Follow them. I mean, I can't be mentored by, I'll use Marie Forleo again as an example. I don't even think she does that, but I can read her blog posts. I can watch her videos. I can see what she's doing and learn from her without actually working with her one-on-one. And so whether you find a mentor that's actual or in the virtual way, it's just so important to find that person and to consistently watch and learn and grow with them.
Love those tips that you shared with us. Let me just summarize them again for our listeners. So the first one is to look outside of your industry or your niche for new creative ways to grow your business. That is brilliant advice. And I know more often we are so just looking within our industry, but a lot of the time, most often, those ideas, creative ways to grow our business, are from other niches as well. And if we can just model what works for them, that really will help us. Great tip there. And then the second one is to look for opportunities to learn. Really, really big on this as well. Keep learning. And the thing is, nowadays we have the resources, both online and offline, going to workshops, conferences, whether it be live or virtual. Oh, and I love what you said about combining it with vacation. That gives you an incentive to, okay, I'm going to go there and then also combine it with some vacation, maybe with family as well. That is a great way to do that. And the third one, which is really important, and I cannot stress enough of this, is to find a mentor. For our listeners out there who are just starting out, it's really important to think through that and find the resources to make it possible to find a mentor and get and hire a mentor, because it will help you in ways you could never imagine without it. So great tips here that Christina just shared with us. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not the least, Christina, share our listeners the one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
Oh gosh, I already mentioned her, Kelly.
Yes, I would thought so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can find her at ritualcareco.com or higherground.yoga.com. And she is just an amazing person who I aspire to be like in every way. So I definitely would recommend your readers check her out. She's got some amazing business advice for free on her website, on her blog, and just a really, really wonderful energy about her in her newsletters. So definitely sign up for her newsletter as well. And like me, this is where I learned it. She provides exclusive content in her newsletters to her readers. So if you want to get really good, juicy stuff, information that she's sharing, definitely sign up for that newsletter.
All right. So to Kelly Newsom for being such an inspiration to you and to all of us here at Today's New Women, we salute her. Lastly, Christina, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Sure. I mean, if anybody has any questions after today's podcast, they're certainly free to email me. And if it's, you know, if it's something that isn't quite to the level of a whole 60-minute session, I'd be happy to answer the questions if they have any clarifications they need or something like that. They can do that at connect@experiencecarteblanche.com, or they can go to my website, carteblanchewellness.com, and there's a contact button there that they can connect with me on. And I wanted to offer your readers, or excuse me, your your listeners something special to read. So if they go to carteblanchewellness.com/todaysleadingwomen, there'll be a little newsletter there that will send them, that if they sign up for it, it'll send them immediately, just a little brief clean living guide that I offer to my clients. And the full one is for sale on, it's going up for sale this week on my Etsy shop. And so I'll give them a little portion of that. And again, if they ever have any issues where they are looking for clarity in their life and their diet and their body, those 60-minute wellness sessions are always available to them with the free 30-minute consultation to start. And last but not least, if anybody's in Atlanta, I would love to connect with them, even if they aren't interested in private yoga. I love meeting for coffee. And certainly if you're interested in having someone come to your office or your house and having a great hour just to relax for yourself and to learn more about your body and to better your career, your life, that's always available as well. So those are all resources available to your listeners from Carte Blanche, and those are all available at carteblanchewellness.com or carteblanchewellness.com/todaysleadingwomen.
All right, so that's www.carteblanchewellness.com/todaysleadingwomen. For our listeners out there, I'll make sure to have this on our show notes, but I'd love for you to go there now, carteblanchewellness.com/todaysleadingwomen, and get a copy of that clean living guide that Christina is sharing with us. And if your products and services resonate with you, especially if you are local there in Atlanta, please make sure to connect with them. And you can check all about that on their website at carteblanchewellness.com/todaysleadingwomen. And at least be on their newsletter so you can be updated on what they're putting out there. And I know this is an area that a lot of us struggle with. And Christina is an expert on this, the mind, body, wellness. Yoga is a big part of us, of our lives, to stay fit and healthy and well. So really, really a big fan of what Christina's doing. So connect with her, check out her website and what she's offering there, and make sure to pick up your guide, the Clean Living Guide, at carteblanchewellness.com/todaysleadingwomen. And I'll make sure to have this on our show notes as well.
Great. Thanks, Marie.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Christina. Thank you for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, and to them as well.
Thinking of starting a podcast? seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.